Kim. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Are more people than ever dating in their 60s, or have they just embraced technology?
Well, it's a good question. In total, there are apparently around 4.5 million Australians on dating apps, and that's all ages. And the big increase with people in later life, so 60 plus, is that more than 50% of more senior Australians who are out dating are now actively using the app. So year by year, a lot of those sites like eHarmony and so on are just providing the data. And it's interesting too when you think about that people are also, you know, living a lot longer.
There seems to be a bit of a trend at the moment. I don't know whether this is just coincidental chatting to you, but there's a lot in the media at the moment about the The Bachelor in the US. They've got, you know, an old bloke. Oh, I mean that respectively, you know, like an elderly guy. And then, of course, the Channel 9 TV show, My Father, Your Mother. I don't know. What's going on? You tell me. Written the book.
What is going on, Kim? Well, in my book, Never Look Desperate, which is it's a fictional novel, I wanted to really tackle the stereotypes of what it means to be older and be falling in love again and starting your life again. Because I think some of those terrible, narrow ideas, like, you know, the being left on the shelf and the widow, and, you know, they're not very flattering.
No.
And I think these, but I've got to say, Kim, like, when I first heard about the Golden Bachelor, I thought, oh, how fantastic, you know, we've got, Finally, they're broadening their demographic. But the problem is with the Golden Bachelor, Jerry, who's 72, is that Jerry looks like a model. He's very spray tanned. He's got veneers. He's got the veneers. He's got the sports car. He has lost his wife, and he seems like a good guy. But to me, I sort of thought, well, it's still the same messages. It doesn't matter how old you are, that you kind of still need to look like this, which isn't realistic and it's damaging to people. So, you know, Jerry's pretty polished, and some of the contestants, I might say, have had a bit of work. You know,
I know.
They're looking a bit polished as well.
Even on My Mum, Your Dad, you have a look and you think, wow, there's some boob enhancing going on here, or, you know, there's so much of it. Why do people do it to themselves?
Well, I think, unfortunately, it seems to be the message everywhere, and I really think because social media is just relentless now. Wherever we turn, we all do it. We wake up, we look at our screens. From the moment we're looking at our screens, all day we're being told we're not enough, really. And even if we think we are above that, I think somehow it's got to sort of sink in this sort of insidious kind of way. And I watched a little bit of Your Mum, My Dad last night for research, and it was interesting and very disturbing to hear a conversation also about some of the contestants talking about the appearance of someone of the opposite gender.
Yes, yes.
And the way they were talking about them, like they were buying a car. You know,
yeah,
talking
it's pretty
about the
grotty,
model
isn't
and
it?
The finish. Yeah. Pretty grotty, yeah.
There was one, and I'm not sure why I've tuned into it, because it's it sort of makes me angry, but the guy said to the particular mum, look, you tick all the boxes, but you're just not fit looking enough for me.
Oh, that's right. And, yeah, and I kind of think, what is going on? Because surely we all like to believe that we're somehow evolving into more aware and informed and hopefully a bit more grounded, you know, as human beings. But the message of this show, like home renovation shows, like all those makeover ideal kind of shows, is that it's sending a message that you don't have enough, your house isn't enough, you know, your breasts aren't the right size or shape. You need to put the spandex on to even leave the house. You're in a bad way.
Yeah.
And none of these shows seem to celebrate, like, humour and a good heart and a kind soul, you know, all those things.
Well, when we Well, look, when it gets down to it and our undies are off, we've all got grey pubic hair. Even Jerry with his veneers like this.
Jerry would probably be waxed, I reckon. Him? I reckon no, Jerry.
Stop it.
Can I say that? Can
you
I say that on drive time?
You can. You definitely can say that on drive
Jerry
time.
Jerry was pretty slick. Yeah.
Jerry, he's lining up for a sack crack and back wax.
I think he's had everything. And can I say Jerry is loving, or in this show, the visual of him was surrounded by the women, the rooster in the hen house. Of course, I mean, there's no question he's very sad about losing his wife, but suddenly he's got a harem, you know.
Exactly.
They're all lining up. They like his sports car, I've got to say.
And do those veneers come out and are they put into a glass beside the bed of a night? Like, Jerry, I'd find some holes, mate. I would find some holes. Look, thank you so much.
Well, there might be a hairpiece. Sorry.
Exactly. For the conversation this afternoon, I think I'm going to tune into My Mum, My Dad tonight. I'll watch it from a different perspective now I've spoken to you. And I look forward to reading your book, Never Look Desperate. Dr. Rachel Matthews, thank you.
Thanks so much, Kim. Thanks for
that. Appreciate it.